So, Cody and I have a little bit of a, contest going on here, I guess. Based on his experience, he feels like a repeater pretty much in stock condition is about as well as you can do, and that other enhancements like preamps and bandpass filters and things like that aren't going to give you much of an extra sensitivity. I've been reading a lot of articles where people go and do all those things, and nobody's really quantifying the improvement, but I'm thinking, well, I'd like to, I'm in the hobby for fun, so I want to try it and see what the results are. So Cody's skeptical. He doesn't think I'm going to get much return on my investment, but what I'm doing with my GMRS repeater, probably get it done within the next month, is I'm installing, in addition to the duplexer that's already there, I'm going to put two bandpass filters on the input side on the receiver, followed by a preamp. So what the bandpass filters do is they strip away everything other than the frequency of interest. And so, of course, no filter is perfect, so it always leaves some things in on the shoulder, right? But it basically, if you've got FM transmitters, FM radio transmitters, there's a radar up there that's spinning around doing weather, and the other repeaters in the area, and who knows what else. Maybe somebody on a mobile rig traveling on the highway there. It knocks those signals way down. And so that the frequency of interest is getting through the strongest. And by putting two of those filters in series, it basically, if the first one takes off 20 decibels, the next one takes off another 20 decibels. So it like multiplies the effectiveness. And then you follow that with a preamp, which takes, if the signal's weak, it makes it stronger, but it's not amplifying all those other signals. It's only amplifying the one of interest, because if you put the preamp first, well then the what happens is the preamp can get overloaded, like if there's a strong FM transmitter nearby or something like that. So this is sort of standard configuration that I'm reading about, like in particularly in urban areas where there's lots more interference than we have here, people would find these things to be pretty effective. Whether it's going to help in a rural environment as much, I don't know, but I'm trying it. And then on the output side, I'm putting a small bandpass filter on the output side, because every transmitter has spurious radiation on nearby frequencies. And so when the repeater is receiving and transmitting at the same time, ideally, if the duplexer were perfect, none of that, they're different frequencies, right? So the input frequency is 5 megahertz away from the output frequency. So if the duplexer were perfect, nothing coming out of the transmitter would get back into the receiver and circulate back. But in practice, some does. So if you put a bandpass filter on the output, there is some attenuation. It'll be slightly less, like maybe 10% reduction in power going up the antenna. But what you gain from that is that you're not hearing your own echo, basically, which can let you be more sensitive to some weak signal coming in. Because that, if that little bit of power coming back from the transmitter, I mean, you're sending 50 watts up there, if a tiny bit of that gets back, it can swamp the signal you're trying to hear, the guy on the beach, okay? So I'm doing both of those, and we're going to find out what the result is. So what I want to do is do some testing in weak spots like the beach, so before and after, and compare the results, and actually record audio.
Are you putting your transmit filter before or after your duplexer?
I don't know how to stop. It's a new phone. I don't know how to say no. Hang on. I guess I'll just, please excuse the sound. So ask again.
Are you putting the transmit filter before or after the duplexer?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah. So the duplexer connects the antenna.
Okay.
And so coming out of the, basically it cleans up the output of the transmitter. And since the transmitter I'm using is just a commercial ICOM radio, it's not designed to go in a repeater, so it's probably a little wider, you know, not as...
Never mind. That's a stupid question, I'm sorry. I just thought of the way your duplexer is working. My fault. Never mind.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Are the GMRS frequencies in the Baofeng range also? Can I use my Baofeng?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
To hear those?
I'll
have to get the frequencies from you. I've always wanted to just listen sometime and see what goes on.
Well,
I did that to my HD. I programmed so I can listen to the Saturday night net. I can't communicate. I can't talk on it, but I can listen to it.
Yeah.
I spend most of the time listening to fire frequencies.
I know. I do the same thing.
if you go up to the website, there's a section for amateur repeaters. if, on the website, there's a section called repeaters, and under that, there's amateur and GMRS.
Yeah.
If you go to GMRS, it's listed there, and there's others around the area as well, but it's...